Estates LLC has been postponed, our agenda says, until December. For more information, call Planning and Zoning.
And notifications will be sent out when you decide that.
Okay. All right. That concludes our planning and zoning rezones for the day. We'll move back to our agenda. All right, our next order of business, we have approval of the SURF annual contribution election. We'll give everybody just a second here to get resituated. And proceed. Starting on our agenda item, approval of SURF annual contribution election. I will open the floor for discussion or recommendations as to proceed. Prior, we had this on the agenda and we opted to wait until we had had renewal on other insurances and cost that the county was going to have. So at this time, we have it back on the agenda for consideration.
In 2003 is when, after the SURF was audited, and they decided that there need to be a 4% paid in for employees. Up until that time, the SURF was sponsored by the statute through the delinquent taxes in the county collector's office collected. 5% of that goes to SURF. Through the recorder's office, I think it's $7. And marriage license, requirement of a document, marriage license. And one of the statutes has been adjusted according as audits were done on SURF. And so then when it was decided that an extra 4% after the audit need to be paid, the county commission at that time for the 2023 year elected to pay the full 4%, and as I think we all know, revenues went down for years in the budget, and they paid 3% in 2004, 2% in 2005, 1% in 2006, and then 2007 thereafter, an employee that was hired after the date of 03, they pay the 4% of the funds. And in 2020, we passed the law enforcement tax, which affects three departments, and that did a lot of, part of the relief of that was it relieved the county GCR budget greatly. And due to our reports, or sales tax reports that are coming in, and collections from other taxes that have taken place, I would propose that I can end my discussion with that before I make a motion, if anybody else wants to comment on that.
Okay.
We currently pay how much of the employees? 4%?
Currently and historically, about 4%, yes.
No.
The employees pay.
We pay zero.
Sorry.
We pay zero.
The employee
the county pays
4%.
The 4%.
Yes.
Correct.
The county doesn't pay anything right now.
Right. That's.
I was thinking, and I'm sorry, I thought you said something about since 07, the county has paid 4%. So I was thinking what I heard you say.
No, I'm sorry. The county does not pay anything for the employees.
Since 2007. Correct.
Yes, correct.
And then we pay, what we pay towards their loggers, anything?
2%.
We pay 2% of the loggers.
Mm-hmm. And we've always done that. No.
Mm-mm.
a few years ago, we changed the...
Ms. Blue, would you like to sit up here by Ms. Stephanie or across from her? And Mr. Clark, if you wanted to pull up a chair.
We pay 100% of the loggers for the employees. Some of it is 17%, some of it's 19% of their gross.
Okay, so we pay 100% of that?
Yes.
On all the employees that are under loggers. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And if the county pays the 4% now, bookkeeping-wise, that would be much easier to maintain than if we split the difference, because in the reporting, then if it's paid in, if an employee, correct me if I mistake, if an employee does not work the 5 years on serve or 8 years?
Eight.
If the employee does not work the 8 years, then they there would be a credit given back to the county on the amount that they have paid in to the SERF fund, and then that would be calculated at the end.
If that's how it's set up, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So the pot, we have a pot, right?
Yes.
So if the pot goes, I mean, if somebody doesn't vest, then the pot just grows. It's just kind of like loggers. You pay into the pot, and each year they evaluate it, but I don't know if SERF does that. When you pay into a pot, they pay attention. You know, they give us a credit, lower our rates. There wouldn't be no lowering of rates. It always wouldn't be the same.
Right.
Because loggers, it adjusts our rate down if we, you know, if the pot gets big enough to maintain. So SERF would always be 4%.
Yes.
No matter what. Correct. And if an employee is not in loggers but is eligible for SERF, they'll pay 6%. Just always remember that.
Correct.
So
yes. Mm-hmm.
When you make this decision, are you going to pay the full percentage of the 6%? I guess you could, because they're not loggers. But
what county, what employees are not in loggers?
Right now we don't have that problem. We have had that in the past where we've had a couple of employees who were not in loggers but
paid 4%. It's pretty rare.
Part-time.
When I had checked, everyone was in loggers at the time. I even checked the law enforcement at the time.
So that 6% would only come into play if we had somebody that was not participating in loggers.
Yes.
And at this time, and we don't have any. So.
But just be aware that it could happen.
But realistically, it might be 1 to 3 people.
That's right.
Okay.
But you're not paying loggers on 17%, so it's really. But be aware that you do have that.
Okay.
So currently it comes out of their, comes out of the employee's paycheck to pay the SERF. So if we were to pay it or a percentage of it, then that would reflect on their paycheck.
Their take-home paycheck would be greater.
Yes.
But it would also be taxed higher. I'm assuming SERF comes out pre-tax.
It does. Right.
So their take-home would be a little higher.
Mm-hmm.
It would be taxed a little higher.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you from years of experience, I'm not against this, because I'm not, but it's harder for our department to do... figure up the 4%, because SERF, what we have to do is just have to do a report and pay by that report, but you have to put in everybody's salaries and have it figured. You're going to have to do more figuring on your totals for the 4%, because not everybody, and you only can include employees that's hit after that date in 2025 or 2002. So figuring those up each pay period could be fun, to say the least. And then keeping track of that afterwards, because you have to, everything's going to be done manually. I mean, you manually put it into, you can import some, but you're going to have to delete. It's hard to run a report with just the employees that do this 4%. So it's going to be more of a job, but it can be done.
The computer. go ahead, I'm sorry.
It would be better if you did, if you wanted to do it to pay for our department, is if you paid 2% and they paid 2% if you wanted to do that, and then at least you'd know just to double that number. Because when she certifies it, she has to know.
Yes.
There's a lot of, there's a lot to it. Not that it can't be done, but it's more work.
And it's not as automated as
yes.
we would think.
It is not. So time we get done, it's, where now this 4% is coming out, we're just paying what the 4% is. To where this would be a person calculating that out and trying to figure out which one's
it. That's only if you split it.
Well, split it or do the 4%. So you're mm-hmm. still going to have, I know before we'd always have to come back and pay pennies because certain say, well, you should withhold this. That's my only deal on it. It is going to take a little time.
What SURF implied to me that if we did that it would be easier bookkeeping if we do the straight 4%, if you don't split it, like the 2-2, that I had looked at that in the beginning.
To some extent, yes.
They said it was much, if they didn't complete your 8 years and so forth, that it was clearer cut.
Ms. Spencer, I know you're the one that handles the SURF, but then is Dawn the one that actually figures it? Like, how does that work between your guys's, between your office and then the...
We do all the paperwork. Dawn does the figuring through payroll, and then we get those reports that we have to report to SURF and so on.
So does it... Is the, what type of strain on resources is it?
On my office?
I guess on both.
Not
on yours, but mm-hmm. it is on hers.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, it can be done. I'm not saying it can't be done. It's just that
something to take into
errors occurs within this too. Mm-hmm. So, but we will do whatever you all want to. I know it'd be a benefit for the employees. Just that I'm leaving here, so it's going to be on time. So.
Okay. You don't think that can be put in the computer program, that if I start after this certain date?
If employees made the same salary every pay period, that would be great, but because there's so much, it fluctuates so much, each pay period you'd have to have it calculated in and pull over. I know used to whenever I did this, whenever you was talking about the 4%, 2%, or 3%, 2%, I manually did all that.
And I could see that would be a chore.
But we had Sage then, and it was a chore, but we did it, but it took more time. Mm-hmm. So, but again, it just, once you get it figured out, how to process it through, it's, mm-hmm. it would be a benefit for everybody, yes.
Mr. Clark, do you have any thoughts? Ms. Spencer? Oh, go ahead. David, were you about to say something? You leaned in like you were about to.
Sorry.
Don't shake your head no and then lean in like, well, actually. Now that you mentioned it, Ms. Spencer.
It definitely would be a benefit to the employees of the county. Paperwork that I would have to change, which really isn't anything, it's more on you, but would definitely be worth it to the employees.
Well, the thing that, this probably sounds harsh, what I like about it is we can change this every year.
Yes.
Yes, you can. And most.
Mm-hmm. And we have to, we must vote on it every year.
Yes.
And so if there ever is an issue, it can be changed one way or the other.
Correct.
And you have to have this filed by the end of this month, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Mm-hmm. So just for recap, currently the county pays 4% election.
County pays 0%.
No.
0%.
Yes.
For the employee.
And on that specific one.
On this specific one,
correct.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm keeping up with four different conversations here.
On this paperwork that you handed out, David, or excuse me, Mr. Clark, this is...